Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I lay my burdens down, burdens down, Lord, burdens down, Lord, burdens down, Lord, since I lay my burdens down. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give glory and honor to God for a brand new day that he has given us, a day that we've never seen before. We praise God for all his great and mighty acts. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. We bless the Lord for this day and all that he's doing in the day that he's given us. We pray, glory to God, that we have used this day and still use it, that he may be glorified in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I want to share a little bit while we're waiting for someone to come on the line. Hallelujah. So what the Word of God says in Ephesians, I think it's the 6th chapter. Praise the Lord. And it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise the Lord. A force to be reckoned with. Praise the Lord. For spiritual warfare, who and what we are fighting. For those of you who did not know that, once again, we briefly create a perfect atmosphere for you to be better understand the big picture. Warfare is defined as a military operation between enemies, hostilities that are released against one's enemy to weaken or destroy the opponent. War takes place when a major conflict over ownership of territory or dominion occurs, and those involved cannot, or in some case, will not resolve it. We're going to interject that the war occurs. There are usually casualties. Casualties are those members of the armed forces who are possibly lost to active service through being killed, wounded, captured, a POW, sick, or missing in action. In the spiritual sense, our enemy is Satan. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend in heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the most high. Isaiah 14:12-14. The scripture gives us a picture of view of our enemy, Satan, and gives us details of his history. Satan and one third of the angels were cast out of the presence of God, but with a vengeance to destroy God's ultimate creation, mankind. Here we find Satan making an open declaration of war. He makes a formal decree that he is at war with God and plans to take his hostilities out on mankind. Satan's aim is to make us curse God and die, even as he attempts to use Job's wife against him to commit spiritual suicide. So when Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with swords and balls from the sole of his foot to his crown of his head, and he took him and postered and scraped himself with her, and he sat down among the ashes. Then he said to his wife unto him, "Dost thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die." That's what the wife says. Job 2:7-9. However, Job's reply should be the reply of all of us that are engaged in the battle. For he knows the way that I take, and when he has finished trying me, I will come forth as pure gold. In the name of Jesus. For those that may have just came on, that scripture reading, glory to God, will come from, the main scripture is from out of Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And we got to make sure we've made up our mind who's we're going to serve and whose report do we believe. Are we going to make up our mind to stand for the Lord, do his will, or be caught up in the cycle of what the enemy is offering to cause us to end up on Hollywood Boulevard and missing out on all that God has planned for our destiny in life? Are we going to make sure that we stand firm and on the promises of the Lord and not allow nothing to take us off course, and to know that he knows everything about us and what it is, glory to God, is going to take for us to live for him? Thank the Lord. And he's given us every tool, weaponry, everything that we need in the word, in glory to God, through the Holy Spirit. Glory to God, just trying to find a place to get the computer to come back up. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we have some people that came on board. Praise the Lord. Because it was just me there for a moment. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're standing on the promises of the Lord and being strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Hallelujah. Thank God for another new day that he's added into our lives, that we will stand firm and not just be words. Glory to God. Reading off a page, but to get in our spirits and know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He has a plan for our life, and the plan is good, not the evil, to give us a future. Glory to God. He wants us to soar like eagles and be planted like that tree by the rivers of water. Oh, he's made every provision there is, and he said our weapons are not carnal but mighty through the pulling out of strongholds. He informed us already in John 10:10 that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but he came to give us life and life more abundantly. He told us over in Peter that glory to God for us to be to be able to be alert and be diligent, and glory to God for us to know that the enemy is come like glory to God, a lion, a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, and he wants us, glory to God, to be on our post and stand fast on what his word has said and not yield, glory to God, to temptation and not allow the cares of this life to cause us to be swayed off the and manipulated by the things that of the world is offering. But he has told us already we got to make a difference. And any of those that love the world don't love him. If we are caught up in loving the world, loving the money, loving manna, glory to God, then there's no room, glory to God, to make him first in life. We got to do what he said. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything will be added. Walk in the love, the agape. Love him with all our heart, mind, soul, and body. Be able to love, glory to God, one another. And they will know that we are his disciples by the love we have one for another. We got to make sure, glory to God, as he said, fire in my brother, put on the whole armor. Put on the armor, glory to God, having that helmet of salvation, making sure we don't have no room for the enemy to play in that playground, making sure that we have the mind of Christ, building ourselves up in our most holy faith in the word every day, so we won't give so much easy place to the enemy to come in and sway and manipulate us and have us so frustrated and agitated, angry, and then want, glory to God, to be caught up in deception and caught up, glory to God, retaliating when things come up instead of handling it like what would Jesus do. That armband is not going to do you any good if it's that word is not in your spirit, because he said where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. And he said out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we got to build ourselves up in the spirit and go right, cover our heart, glory to God. Guard our heart with all diligence in the name of Jesus. Oh, we got to make sure, glory to God, that we make those shields. We got to breastplate on, the shield of faith on, in the name of Jesus. So when them darts come and things happen, and that don't mean that you may not be knocked down sometimes, but you have your protection and your shield on, your blood covering, glory, in the name of Jesus, that you'll be able to stand and have the heart of God in the name of Jesus. Those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Oh, we'll be able to walk in truth, having that belt of truth on in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We can't be having no white lies, black lies, all lies are lies. Oh, that's the spirit of deception. We can't, glory to God, tell the partial truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, what happened to Saul when he turned back around and did partial what God said and still yet in the meantime with the people? And what did I tell you to do? What did Adam, he told Adam to do? What happened then? We got to know we can't do something on a part time. We can't do, glory to God, what we feel, glory to God, and then part of what God said and expecting a pat on the back and pray, expect blessings upon it. Oh, that thing right there can still cost us whatever it is, glory to God, that we're standing already in need of or have and can lose it. God help us. And sometimes even our own life. Oh, God help us like never before to make sure that we are girded up the right way in the name of Jesus and making sure that our feet were shod with the preparations of the gospel. Oh, God, we are praying that that sword be sharp in that word, sharp in the word, and then it cuts two ways. Double edge and so forth, like that. But it's going to cut too as well. This flesh, it's got to die. It's got to be crucified. But also this, that power that you've given us to put the enemy asunder in the name of Jesus. Cut, glory to God, every device and tool that, glory to God, he's had plotted and planned to come against us. We have to have the wisdom of God, the discernment in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying for the body of Christ and awakening. We don't have an arm on our back because he's our rear guard. And not only just he's our rear guard, we are going to be banging on such thing. Glory to God, except people with flesh on parade and corners saying, I'm going to beat the devil running. Where are you going to beat the devil? You ain't beating the devil no kind of way, because without God, about the power of the anointing and about his power and being led by his spirit, glory to God, we'll be devoured in the name of Jesus. Thank God for the renewed mercies every morning for his grace. We need this word. We need this wisdom. We need discernment. We need truth and obedience and submission to his will. Training ourselves to be disciples for Christ, humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God. You said you'll do the exalting. If we do it on our own and try to exalt ourselves, you said you'll bring us a base. You said our gift will make room for us in the name of Jesus. So if we seek first the kingdom of God, he'll put everything in place. We don't have to worry about what we eat, what we drink, what we should put on. Hallelujah, for the husbands, for the wives, for the children, for the business, for this, that, and the other. Everything for the increase. Oh, God, everything else to be added. God help us to know there's going to be some things that we have to go through with God in order to make us fireproof. Oh, glory to God in the midst of the fiery storms. In the name of Jesus, the trials that have come. But you told us you'll not have us ignorant of Satan's devices. And you told us, glory to God, that in your work, in you we live and move and have our being. And glory to God, you said in your word that you never leave us nor forsake us. And so you will lead us by your spirit if we don't allow our flesh to get in the way and grieve him and override him. God, I thank you for all the provisions that you make, all the power that you give us to lay hands on the sick and cause them to recover in the name of Jesus as we be led by the spirit of the Lord. You even gave us the word to say we can send the word out in the name of Jesus through the power of prayer, and it has been manifested in the name of Jesus. You already said greater works. Oh, glory out in the name of Jesus. And you said, if you be for us, who can be against us? Oh, if we would do this thing like you said do it, we will see more miracles in the land. We'll see more healings in the land. We'll be used more greatly in glory to God and seeing the power of God in operation in our lives, individually and collectively, most of all, as walking as one, as the Father and you are one, and we are to be one with you and then one with one another. Oh, my God, we can put the enemy to flight in so many things. There won't be so much destruction. It'll be things going on because you said there's a lot that'll be going on in these last days. But you already assigned us and gave us, glory to God, grow an appointment for the commission to go out, hallelujah, in the hedges and the byway and compel men to come. We might be the only Bible somebody reads, but we still got to be our Father's middle. We just can't sit up and watch it on television. We just can't sit up over to God and send a word out. We got to be over to God, hallelujah, in position of whatever you called us to do, that we be on our post and be available for service in the name of Jesus and obedient to your call. In the name of Jesus, God help us to love one another. How in the world are we going to see the love of God in us if we can't love one another? Oh, you told us that if your enemy hunger, give him food. If he thirst, give him water. We won't even do that for one another in the body of Christ. Attitudes, and still think we're going to have some altitude. Oh, no, you're going to be swinging low, glory to God, going low. And the lower and lower we keep going in disobedience, we're going to end up down in hell. God help us like never before. Stop perpetrating the fraud and stop glory to God compromising. I'm praying for the body of Christ like never before. Days are passing so fast. Months are passing so fast. Years are passing so fast. It is almost hard to even keep up sometimes according to what's going on in your life and how busy you are. What day was this? And how the months have passed through so fast. And how much are we doing for Christ in the midst of the jobs and taking the children to soccer and the football game, and I got to go at this meeting and I got to do that, and I got 2-3 more jobs, and I got to pay this, and I got to do that. Oh, glory to God, or so consumed with anger or frustration and bitterness or caught up in prejudice, our days just fill up with all kinds of stuff more than him. Oh, and the ones that are trying to live and do and stay on the wall, grow and scattered so far around the globe, hallelujah, we ought to be more where we can see more of us wherever we go, anytime. Oh, if we were walking upright like we ought to as believers. Oh, not to be over here doing partiality, this. Well, it don't take all of that now. And, you know, that was in the Old Testament. Oh, this right here right now, we can do this and we can do that. We need an I, like Satan, glory to God, when he was up there, the Creator created him, and here he is, going to try to exalt himself over the, how foolish. But the same spirit, glory to God, is operation now because he got many deceived. Oh, glory to God, I pray for an awakening. I pray, glory to God, for yokes to be destroyed off the minds of those that have been manipulated by this curse of this life and this deceiver that then came and lied and got, glory to God, been plotting and planning and scheming for hurting other people or stealing from somebody else or killing somebody else or just so frustrated and anger, just looking at somebody the wrong way or they looking at you the wrong way, and all of a sudden they're shooting and they're stealing and they're beating and glory to God, taking advantage of. Oh, there's somebody out here, glory to God, trying to destroy somebody's life through just the tongue or some text or some email, glory to God, destroying with words. Are changing people's lives. And oh my Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for coming against that spirit of brainwashing and destruction and meanness and prejudiceness and glory to God, spirit of deception. Oh, the blood of Jesus, we bind you up and loose you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, off the minds of people so the truth can come and they can receive God's word. Oh, take out a heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh. Oh, God, not only that, just for people in general, but we pray for the believers. Oh, too many of that stuff is filtered into the body of Christ, even homosexual and lesbianist, and saying it's okay, and oh, glory to God, we're going to embrace this, that, and the other. Love is required of us. Love is that command. Love one another. Love everybody. That's a command. Oh, but you have said already, do not condone, glory to God, sin by being a partaker of another man's sin. Oh, you said, come out from among them, be separated. Touch not that unclean thing. Sin, glory to God, homosexuality. Sin, land, glory to God, with animals. Sin, glory to God, with adultery. Sin, glory to God, with fornication. Sin, glory to God, with lying and cheating and stealing. Sin. Oh, but glory to God, in society, we want to put them in categories. Oh, but God, they all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But there's some things, glory to God, people are practicing. There's abomination to the Lord. Other things that are sin, all glory to God, if you don't get it right, you still can end up in hell. And you can end up in hell if you never accepted Christ as Savior and Lord. Lord, we're praying for an awakening. Truth got to get out of it. We got to live truth. We can't preach it and teach it to somebody else, and then they get delivered, and we still end up lost. Oh, Paul said, over there, I don't want to preach to others and myself be a castaway. Lord, I'm praying like number four for an awakening in the body of Christ. I pray, glory to God, we need to reach, glory to God, our loved ones. We need to reach our neighbors. We need to reach, glory to God, those, glory to God, all around the globe. We need to reach over to God. Anyone that don't know you in the pardon of sin and the backsliders, all the lies that the enemy tell them, you can't make it back. You done did too much. Oh, God, I'm praying, glory, that we'll pray and we'll be able to be a witness and we'll be obedient to what God says so we can pray and intercede and we can speak a word that calls somebody's life, glory, to be changed and turned back to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, give us wisdom and strategies against the enemy. Help us, glory, to know that we can stand and do all things through Christ Jesus in the power of his blood, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places. Glory to God. Rulers of darkness in this world. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm praying like never before that we get in our position and get in our place. Oh, we don't want to be those ones that, glory, to be a POW, a prisoner of war. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, MIA, missing in action. In the name of Jesus, because of our own flesh and our feelings and emotions. Oh, glory to God. Killed in action. Oh, my Lord, glory to God, because there's some things that will go on in warfare, in casualties that may be, hallelujah, for doing what God's called us to do, die in the name of Christ. But it's something else when you turn back around and doing things in your flesh and have to suffer and go through in the name of Jesus and go right and fall out of alignment, out of God's word, and then leaving yourself for prey for the enemy. Oh, glory to God. Look at whom he may devour. Oh, God, I pray like never before in the name of Jesus that we're not in the find ourselves captured by the enemy. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying like never before that whatever we do, it'll be to glorify you and to magnify your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise, that we may be able to be used as a mouthpiece to win others to Christ, and not only that, encourage some, also be able to be out there, glory to God, to use our resources to be a blessing to somebody that might be destitute. Oh, God, to be in a place where someone may need a healing. Oh, God knows, glory to God, that's going through in their bodies with sugar diabetes or glory to cancer, or going through with kidney stones or kidney problems or whatever it is, and things, glory to God, that have to be going through with arthritis and thyroids and gout and all kind of other blood disease and every kind of disease that's out there, and this foot and mouth, whatever kind of disease that was, and this thing with the bird thing that's coming up, we curse and cancel that, with the COVID and all kinds of other things that people dealing with, heart trouble and strokes and whatever, and the demons, glory to God, with dementia and trying to come up against the mind of the believers as they try to do the work of the Lord, trying to cause them to lose their thoughts and lose, glory to God, their minds. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus. This mind that was in Christ Jesus, we also, the mind that was in Christ Jesus also in us. And God, we have prayed, glory, for long-term, short-term memory. We bind up all these other sicknesses and diseases and command the enemy to loose his hold off of, glory to God, the vessels of the Lord. We even come against, glory to God, lymphedema and all kind of other swelling and edema and everything else that the enemy got out there that he's plotting and doing. Stuff, glory to God, with eyes and throat and nose and other stuff, glory to God, from the flesh diseases that will come up in some kind of disease that the flesh or eat up itself or whatever it is that's going on it. From flesh-eating diseases, we curse and cancel that blood of Jesus. We even cancel, glory to God, some of these things. And now there's some of these animals that are coming out of the woodwork, and the enemy, glory to God, uses them, glory to God, to cause other kinds of diseases and just even attacks on people and on their bodies. And even some of these, the glory to God, where people are training these dogs to even be vicious, and sometimes they end up killing up their own family. The blood of Jesus. God, we are praying for that vicious spirit that's in man that will cause them to want to be murdering and killing and stealing and glory to God, causing people's business to shut down and causing people to lose, glory to God, their livelihood in the name of Jesus. Sitting up on the internet doing all kind of stuff to seduce our children and people, glory to God, luring them in captivity for human trafficking. Oh, so much evilness out here. And these parents that, man, not parents, it's somebody that had a baby, like they done hatched the egg, and out here just destroying children's lives and killing them and incest and over here chaining them down and don't want to feed them, a demonic force of the enemy for them to set up in a house and eat and go over to God and sleep and dress properly and have their children trained, chained down in the name of Jesus, or put them in closets in darkness and that glory to God. Oh, the blood. God, I'm praying exposure. Let it not have to be weeks and months and years before the neighbors or anybody else find out something. God, I'm praying that people suspect stuff. Lord, they can be anonymous. That glory to God, they will take time not to leave these lives lost, but most of all, expose these devils that will cause these people that don't want to do so evil. We pray for if they need some healing, professional help, but don't let the children have to suffer or whatever. If they need jail time, give them the jail too. Because some of them are so hard-hearted, they don't care, don't think they did nothing wrong. Oh, the blood of Jesus, some of them just mental from any generational curses or something they done got into or drugs or whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus. So much evilness is in the world. But that's why it's so important to pray for the believers to wake up and recognize what God has called us to do and how to discern it and to pray and to seek God's face. And God will reveal some things in our spirit. He will give us word of knowledge. He will show us some things. Also, we'll know how to pray. It's some things over to God that God will bless. And we stand like we are to glory. We can be able to reveal some things to the police. Oh, God, for help, even though we know we got something corrupt, but we got something that's going to do what's right. Oh, God, we pray for those in high offices, glory to God, even allowing a lot of the drug traffic going and the human traffic because of money, grease in their pocket. Just enough right here to make it look like they don't got a big bus, enough over here. They got some people that really want to do right and try to do right when they're doing these jobs. And then they got other ones, glory to God, undercover. They still get, glory to God, why this bus didn't go over. It's because somebody else didn't want it to because of some money. Oh, God, even the guns, the same thing. Oh, Lord, I pray that man stop being so wicked. Take out the heart of stone, put in the heart of flesh. Oh, God, I pray for more exposure. All the way from the whatever was in the White House all the way down, over out to the doghouse, wherever it may be. Lord, I'm praying right now that you bless. Pray for our President Biden and Vice President. Pray for them, grave. God, for the decisions that can be made concerning Israel and our country especially. Oh, God, give them the wisdom that they need, the spiritual wisdom. And I've noticed on the other people behind the scenes, too, as to help make these decisions. But, God, we are praying for Israel, praying what they got for Ukraine, praying what's going on in Russia, praying all these other attacks that try to come from China or Korea. God, I'm praying for America. Wake up and remember what God has said in God. We trust it was founded here. So many doors have been opened up, like Mother Gore prophet said many, many years a pastor. I mean, that's over almost 30 years ago, and said America's opened up her legs like a whore and anything can come in. Oh, that prophecy ain't going to come to pass right now. She was speaking up then, but look at what's going on now. I want to put God, Jesus out. You can call anybody God, because that can be all of God. Oh, but when they talk about Jesus and the power of his word, oh, you don't want that to be spoken or said, but I plead the blood of Jesus. His word shall stand. Oh, we pray glory to God for America. Turn it back to God. We pray for believers that are in America and all around the globe. Stand up for righteousness. Stand up for holiness. Stand glory to God in obedience. God, it's going to always be something to pray about all the time. Pray for encouragement and comfort and wisdom and strength, glory to God, for those that are standing. Cover them under the blood, where they are, glory to God, in their homes, in the ministry, all around the globe, in glory to God, churches, all glory to God, and missionaries, all in some of the pulpit, some glory to God, of various places, glory to God. Prayer lines and trying to stand, even in their homes, praying in individuals, glory to God for people. God, I pray you cover them under the blood. Bless them, protect them, shield them, cover their families and whatever. Give them a determination not to look back. Oh, when they stumble, God, help them to look up to the hills with coming to help us and be strengthened in the Lord. Help us to pray one for another. Oh, God, as we release this language, because you're going to continue to find things to pray for. But I pray right now, even among us, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind Satan in those situations and also in our own lives and those that are on this phone, those that are praying warriors, praying over that constantly and always praying sincerely in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for their faithfulness. Continue to bless their homes and their families. Thank you for blessing Evangelist Willett's son, glory to God, touching his body and glory. Thank you for his healing and deliverance. Thank you, Lord God, for a determination like never before that he'll live and glory to God, play whatever instrument, but still a mind to do what God called him to do without wavering. I pray, God, and thank you for blessing her too, with blessing all these warriors in the name of Jesus. We pray for our elderly brother Freeman, glory to God, getting ready to be 98. I pray, glory to God, for Mother Alexander, too. She's 88. Well, thank God for Mother Elise, glory to God, this month turning 94. Thank God, glory to God, for our mother next door, Mother Kemp. I think, turned 93. Thank God, glory to God for Mother Kadia. Glory to God. I'm thinking she's going to her 89 or 87 or whatever it is, God. We're thanking you, or 89, I think. But, my dad, glory to God, 88. Oh, God, I thank you for those and many others that we're praying for. You keep them protected by the works of the enemy to come against their minds, their bodies. Thank you for their families, their loved ones, and those that are standing with them. Thank you, Lord God, for each one of us, God. We're asking you, Lord, to help us to be the light that you called for these last, and praying for our youth. Oh, we're going to continue to pray. We know great things is coming out of some of them already, but greater things yet to come, because the enemy is trying to wipe them out, but he can't do it, because no matter how much we hear on the news of this, that, and the other in the neighborhood, God raising up some, and we're praying for their protection and shield and blood covering, and God, that they will get their education. They will be able to have family. They will be able to do great things for the kingdom of God. Oh, God, protect. God, give them wisdom, even for some being hard-headed, that they awaken and recognize they need Jesus. Take out a heart of stone, put in the heart of flesh. Pray, glory to God, that you protect even those who are trying to get the education and all the disruption in class and things that are going on. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm praying for a change. Praying, glory to God, for healing. Praying even for our teachers and principals and all the workers that have anything to do, glory to God, even in that organization, to bring it together. We are praying, God, just help us as parents and grandparents and great parents and uncles and aunts and guardians and whatever. To speak in their lives, to help them, and the ones that are not exposed, but help them, and if they need some help, God, spiritual, natural, and physical, before they turn back around and cause harm to these babies, and the ones that are already doing things behind the scenes. We're praying every day, expose them. Some might be our neighbors and don't even know it, no matter what age they are. God, we ask you, Lord, to bless and have mercy. God, we thank you so much for keeping us and protecting us and covering us under the blood. Thank you for the food, the clothing, and the shelter. Because without you, we can do nothing. Through you, we can do all things. What a mighty God we serve. Awesome is here. I thank you. I bless you. And I give you glory, praise, and honor. Ishalala. Glory to God. I'm going to pray and believe God. Glory to God that open the lines of Pastor Bird. Glory to God, Mother Willette. Praise the Lord. Glory to God, Brother Black. Mother McCormick, Pastor Sims, I'm trying to see if I see, I'm thinking that was Mother Alexander that I went over. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, that's Shaba Kororaba, Eliando Roroshitia. Oh, thank you for the blood covering and protection right now, Jesus. Binding every foul and unclean spirit to come to get these prayers on this computer or anything else for the night, God. I'm praying that you keep us. And even for all these appointments that's coming up with the CT, not the CT, the MRI and the echo, I'm believing, God, in the name of Jesus, all the reports come back well in the name of Jesus. Glory to God on the 17th and 23rd. So we have been thanking you, glory to God, for as we touch and agree in prayer, even for myself on those things. And we're thanking you for already glorifying you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. If that's the bird is not available, let me see.
Unless hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we honor you. We praise you. We give you glory. We thank you for this wonderful and beautiful day, God, that you've made. We thank you, Father God, for saving us, keeping us, watching over us, and protecting us. We thank you, God, for long life. We thank you, Father God, that we will live a long life to proclaim this gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. We ask that you forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sins, sins of omission and commission, Father God. And as you forgive us, help us to forgive those, Father God, who have trespassed against us. God, we come boldly now to your throne of grace tonight. We come, Father, as we stand in the gap for your people, your church, your body, as we stand in the gap even for our neighbor, our neighborhood, Father God, as we come and stand in the gap for the government, we ask in the name of Jesus that our prayers, Father God, hallelujah, will be answered. We are praying, Father God, that your word will not come back void. It will accomplish what it set out to do. First of all, God, we just want to thank you for our family. We pray, Father God, for our mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews, Father God, all the way down to the thousands generation tonight. We ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, that each one come into the knowledge, God, of who you are. We are praying, Father God, that for those that are on drugs, or alcohol, God, into sexual immorality, into diverse things, homosexuality, and other things, Father God, that they will be delivered and set free by your power, dear God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you can do all things but fail as we stand in the gap for them tonight, dear God, in the precious name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, as we've heard this week about the weather, the floods, and the waters, and the earthquake, and everything else that's going on, dear God, I pray that you just wake us up. Just shake us, God, and wake us up, and let us know what time we're living in, dear God. Help us to know, Father God, that time is not long, and that our job, Father God, is to tell everybody that we can about Jesus Christ and him being crucified. Because, God, we can accomplish everything, and we can have the whole world and anything in it. But, God, what a tragedy it is for us to lose our souls. But, Father God, so in view of everything that's going on, God, we ask for your mercy and your grace like never before. We're asking, Father God, that the blind eyes of the people be open now, dear God. We are praying in the name of Jesus that those that just stubborn, just don't want to do right, Father God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you would put somebody in their path, God, that can bring them back to you, or who can persuade them that they need Jesus. We know that a man can't come to you, God, unless you're drawing him. So, Father God, we present them to you tonight in the name of Jesus so that they can be saved, Father God, in Jesus' name. And, God, we pray for all of those who have lost homes and those who have lost relatives and friends and families, Father, because of this weather, God. I pray in the name of Jesus for those, Father God, who live through it, that their eyes will become open. And if they were not saved, that they will know, Father God, that they need to be saved in the name of Jesus, that it will be a time of an awakening, dear God, in the precious name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just praise and honor you tonight for who you are. We thank you for all that you're doing, Father God, but more the things that you are going to do. I pray, God, in view of all of this that's going on, help us to keep our eyes open. Help us to stay alert. Help us to know, Father God, that you are God, and besides you, there are none other. You are first, last, beginning, and the end. You're Alpha, you're Omega, you're he that was, and is, and shall forever be, and that we can call upon that name of Jesus, that name that is above every name that's named, dear God. And we can believe that whatever we ask in Jesus' name, it shall come to pass. So, Father God, we just honor you tonight, and we love you, Father, because you first loved us. And, Father, we do. We pray for those who are sick among us, Father God. So many diseases that's going on. But, God, we know, hallelujah, that we are already healed by your stripes. And they're just coming up with more and more stuff, God, more and more stuff. This could happen. That could happen. You could have this and you can have that. But help us, Father God, to know that we are connected to the source. And that source is Jesus Christ. And all of that stuff that's attacking everybody else, God is not going to attack us. We're just going to be just like the Israelites, God, They were in safety when they didn't have lights in Egypt, God. They had lights. When death came, Father God, to Egypt, God, they were covered by the blood. So we're believing, God, that in these last days, like never before, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, and we're going to stand fast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. And everything that's happening in the world is not going to happen to us. So we just want to thank you, God, for your healing power as we come against diabetes and high blood pressure and low blood pressure and thalassemia and kidney, liver, lung, heart diseases, vaginal diseases. We come against every disease that's named in this earth, God, because you already told us that we were healed by your stripes, and we are standing on that in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that you're Jehovah Jireh. You are the provider. We thank you, God, that you provide for us richly. God, we know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, you will raise up a standard. And the first thing that the devil is doing, even in these last days, he's attacking your people with finances, dear God. They don't have enough to do this and enough to do that. I break those chains of bondage now in Jesus' name, and I say that we are the head and not the tail. We are first and not last, God. Everything that we touch gonna prosper in the name of Jesus, because, God, you said in Deuteronomy 28, if we keep your commandment, if we do the things that you've called us to do, all of those things, hallelujah, will not come upon us that comes upon the world, God. So we're going to stand on that. I don't care what's going on in this world. We're going to always have more than enough in the precious name of Jesus. And we are healed, and we're standing strong, God, like never before. And we do ask for wisdom, God, for this country. Ask for wisdom, God, because we don't know what, Biden don't know whether to do this or do that. But, God, we're praying for strength. We pray that he stands strong. We pray, Father God, that he has a strong cabinet behind him, Father God, that when they make decisions, it's just not one person, God, but they can come together for the that is best for this country, that they can forget about those things that divide them, Father God, like Republican or Democrats, I'm this and I'm that. God, help us to get over that, Father God, black or white, all the things that divide this country. It also divides the body of Christ. So I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we will be on one accord, that we can come together and know that if we are divided, God, we're going to fall. But if we come together, we can conquer all things. That's in the government. That's in the church. That's in our families. That's everywhere, Father God. So help us, God, to come together on one accord. Help us to get it together now, God, in Jesus' name. And I'm praying again, God, for the churches, that they will stand strong in these last days like never before. God, there are so many churches that's just standing and fighting to stay open because the children, the next generation, God, don't care nothing about church. They don't want to go there. And a lot of the churches are closing, Father God, because it's the older people that's still going. Some got 12, 14, or 15 members, Father God. Don't even have any children in the church anymore. So they can't do anything to bring them up in the love and the admonition of God. Father, I am praying for the children like never before. God, this they're facing things that we never had to face. And in face of all of that, God, they're doing the best they can. So some of them, Father God, are coming from broken homes. They're not taught anything there. And they're not being taught in school because the teachers are spending all their time on those that just won't do right. So, Father God, bless the children. Protect the children. Keep the children. And, God, I pray in the name of Jesus for godly parents. not to depend on the schools to do it all. But you teach your children right from wrong before they leave home, dear God. Teach them to be courteous. Teach them, Father God, that they can pray and nobody even know it. Teach them, Father God, to have good manners, and teach them to study, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask your protection now on all of the children as they come before you, because, God, a lot of attitudes and things that they have is to learn, God. They learn that stuff from home. They learn that stuff from their parents, Father God. So we're praying again for godly parents, God, that will bring these kids up in the love and admonition of who you are. And, God, I pray in Jesus' name, just as you have to discipline us, God, here and there, they need discipline. They need to be taught that it's not all about them. They just can't do everything they want to do. Because, God, we all got to obey somebody. So, Father God, I pray for this next generation in the precious name of Jesus. And, God, we believe in you for change. So, Father God, we honor you and we praise you. And I especially pray for the men and women on this line tonight, dear God, those that have children and grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren who stood in the gap without compromise. Continue to bless them and keep them, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that every need they have is met in you. I thank you that they are healed and whole, God, and that they are standing firm for this battle that's before us. I pray, God, that you would even give them greater ideas, Father God. I'm praying even for the prophets to rise up and to speak, thus says the Lord, and seeing that thing come to pass. So, Father God, we thank you for hearing us tonight. We thank you for being in our midst. We thank you that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We thank you that you are the great I Am, Mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace. We thank you that you are the Shepherd, Father God, and that we can depend on you to lead us in places that we need to go. So, God, we praise you tonight. We honor you and we give you glory, and we thank you again, Father God, for allowing us to come into your presence. In the precious name of Jesus. So it's in the name of Jesus we pray. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we give God all the glory, honor, and the praise. I will sing hallelujah. I will sing, oh Lord, I will sing hallelujah, oh Lord, for you are the source of my supply. Lord, I praise you and I lift you high. I will sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, glory be to God. Dear Father God in heaven, hallelujah, I will sing hallelujah because you are our God. Hallelujah. Our Father God, which art in heaven, hallelujah, that loves us and that is for us. Hallelujah. For you have given us food and clothing, shelter, glory be to God, hallelujah. You blessed us to see a brand new day, glory be to God. And what a great and marvelous day it was, because you are yet on the throne and you're working situations out for us. Father God, in Jesus' name, I just, Lord God, first of all, ask you to forgive me for any sins I may have committed. Have mercy on my soul. Blot out my transgressions. Cleanse me of my iniquities. And Lord God, as David prayed in Psalms 51, take not thy Holy Ghost from me. I need your Holy Spirit to help me, Lord God. Help me even to pray. And I pray that there's nothing in my heart that's going to get in the way of your hearing and answering the prayers on tonight. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God,
for your mercy. Oh, Lord God, help me, Lord God, not to hold on to grudges. Help me, Lord God, hallelujah, to get rid of, Lord God, old past wounds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. As the scriptures say, let me lay aside every weight that so easily beset me in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, dear God in heaven, hallelujah, for your righteousness, Lord God, your peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, that, Lord God, that you see every situation, every circumstance. You've already heard the prayers, and I do touch and agree with my sisters that have already prayed, Father, in Christ Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, and I praise you this evening. I thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, because when he got up with all power in his hand. And hallelujah, glory be to God, he's given us authority in the earth today so that we don't like situations, we can say things about them, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So I pray the prayer of faith on tonight. And at every time I pray in faith, Father God, trusting that you hear us, according to 1 John 5th chapter. And if we know you hear us, we know that we have, yes, we have, by faith, the petitions, the requests that we, Lord God, seek you for. We know that we have it. That's what faith is. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If we pray in accordance with your divine will, well, what is your divine will? Your word. Glory be to God. When we pray that way, we can trust, hallelujah, that it's already done. That's what my faith says. I've got what I've already asked for when I'm asking in accordance with your divine will, which is your word. Hallelujah. You want us to live. Jesus came so that we can live life to the full and have it more abundantly. Glory be to God. And since he's given us what pertains to life and godliness, I receive it in Jesus' name. I touch and agree with the power of your word. Hallelujah. If we abide in you and your word abide in us, yes, we can ask what we will. Hallelujah. And it shall be done. So we seek you tonight, Heavenly Father. We're seeking the God, the El Shaddai. Hey, God, I thank you, Lord God. Seeking, hallelujah, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, the healer, glory be to God, Jehovah Shammah, glory be to God, the God that's present all the time, present in the past, present in the present, and present in the future, all at the same time, because you are God. You are yet the I am that I am, and you're the God that do just what you say. So we're coming and trusting you, because so many standing in need of help on tonight. So we intercede and we talk to you about it, Lord God. We talk to our Father God, which art in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Most High God. I thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. Help me, Lord God. And I pray special prayers, Lord God. Hallelujah for us. Try not to mention some of the same things, but I may. Lord God, I pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, special prayers for those who have not yet surrendered, fully surrendered their life to the Lord Jesus. Lord God, I thank you that you love us so much and you sent Jesus to give his life for every person. And I pray that people will begin to respond favorably to the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray, Father God, that they'll get it in their hearts. Power of the Holy Spirit, help them to see it's time, dear God, to loose themselves from the clutches of this old world, from the demons and the evil spirits, Lord God, that try to convince them. Ain't nobody out there trying to convince them. It's time for them to make a good choice, make the right choice, and surrender. Say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. And help me to live for you day by day. I need Jesus to come and be Lord of my life. And Father God, I know when a child belongs to you, you work things out. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to them that love you who are the called according to your purpose. So when we love you, Lord God, and we are your children, you work things out. Hallelujah. You say, well, somebody said, well, I prayed and I didn't get this answer. Well, you weren't ready yet for that answer, or you're not really fully committed. You haven't really surrendered your life. Something's going on. It's not with God, hallelujah. So we have to look at the individual. Only God knows the heart, glory be to God. And he knows the heart that has not fully surrendered to him. Father God, I ask you for mercy on that person who has not yet given their life totally to you, because they're still caught up, Lord God, in the mess in this world, and they think that they can go on and keep doing some of the things that they're doing when it's a place, and your word teaches there's a way that seems right to man, but the end is the way of death. God, I don't know why a person would choose going to hell instead of going to paradise and spending eternity with you. But God, I submit that they are just lack of understanding, Lord God. But there will be no excuse, because they've had, Lord God, message after message after message saying, let God help you. Come to Jesus while you're of a sound mind, while you have the warm blood running through your veins. Have mercy, Jesus. Deliver people and help them to see that it's time to turn to you. God, I'm trusting you. I pray special prayer for you, Father God, to break the yoke of every bondage. Yes, I do, in Jesus' name. Break every bondage. What bondage is, Sister Willie? The bondage of sin. That's why people, they're caught up in a trap of sin, and they keep doing it over and over. They ain't figured out that's got to be crazy to keep doing the same thing and ain't getting no different results. And the only way you're going to get a different result is to surrender to the Lord Jesus. So, Father God, I pray that, Lord God, the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will break the yoke of every bondage, the bondage of sin, the bondage of sickness and disease. I pray for those that may be sick and shut in. And I, yes, touch and agree and call them the sick. If they're in Christ, glory be to God, they are the healed. And it's time to receive, hallelujah, the good healing. Jesus bore that sickness and the pain and the sin in his body on that tree, glory be to God, for you and me, glory be to God, so we don't have to live down here and wallow in the mess, but we can come to Jesus and ask for help, hallelujah, and find help, hallelujah, in the time of need, glory be to God. So I pray for those, Lord God, that are still bound, some bound by strongholds and addictions, alcohol, drugs, sex sins, immorality, whatever it is, Lord God, homosexuality, all kind of, they identify with some of everything. God, have mercy. People have really just absolutely lost it. I pray, Father, that you'll wake them up. Wait, I heard ministers say, shake them, Lord, shake us in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that people get the message, it's time to shake yourself, hallelujah, and see that it's time to turn to the Lord in Jesus' name. Have mercy, Father God. We break the yoke of that bondage demon of oppression and, Lord God, demon of suicide and murder. We plead the blood of Jesus against it in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, for those that have been suffering with mind disorder, bipolar, schizophrenia, Lord God, Alzheimer's, Lord God, dementia. We pray, God, that you will deliver, especially if they have confessed Christ as Lord and Savior. And yes, they may have made some bad choices and it winded up them on a place where they don't want to be in their mind. We pray that you'll loose them and set them free and put them back on the path that leads to you, Father, in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, oh God, that people will come to the knowledge that it's time, hallelujah, it's time to turn away from, Lord God, all this wickedness and evil and darkness. And I pray, Father God, that you will loose them in the name of Jesus, because that's why Jesus came, to set the captive free, to loose them that have been bound, Lord God, by so many things in this world. Hallelujah. There is help, glory be to God. There is hope, glory be to God. There is healing, glory be to God. His name is Jesus. And if people want to reject Jesus, you're not going to get the help that you want to get in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. I pray, Father God, a special prayer for somebody that having digestive issue. They may have stomach problems. We pray for divine healing in Christ Jesus' name to be released in their bodies. Pray and touch and agree with those who may have congestive heart failure. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift up those with neuropathy and those with gout, those with arthritis. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those, Lord God, who having whatever the issue is, Lord God, Jesus is the answer. We pray, oh, Father God, for special healing for those who have skin disorders. I don't know where some of these skin disorders are coming from. Well, it didn't come from you, Jesus, so I pray for a divine deliverance and healing. I pray, Lord God, that the people will turn to you and realize that you are the answer for every situation, every circumstance. I pray for our children. We got young people that's going to be graduating soon. I pray, God, that you touch their minds and hearts and let them know that you place them here. They are on earth, and they have a purpose. You have a purpose for them being here. And I pray, Holy Spirit, will put it in their heart and let the heart begin to leap every time they get a notion of that which they have been placed here to do in Christ Jesus' name. Bless them in a special way. We pray for their guidance counselors, the teachers, Lord God, the school staff. We pray for the parents, Lord God, those in positions of authority. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up people everywhere. Father in Christ Jesus, have mercy. Help us, Lord God, to choose good and not evil in Christ Jesus' name. I remind, Lord God, a special prayer for those that are caretakers. Some people need help. Lord God, with every step they take, they need help. I pray for the caretakers. Strengthen them. Get the help that they need. If they don't have Social Security disability and they qualify for it, I pray that as they apply for that application, that God, you approve it, and that Social Security will have to approve it so they can get the help that they need in Jesus' name. Medical, and Lord God, some of these medical expenses is entirely too high. I pray that something is done about that in Jesus' name. Father, those that have had surgeries, we pray for, Lord God, complete recoveries in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. And remember those that are scheduled for surgery. Be there with them, Father God. Thank you for the prayers that went forward for my family, Lord God, for my son. Thank you for him, Lord God, going to his post-op visit to the doctor, and he's doing pretty good. And thank and praise God, hallelujah, for healing his body from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, and you showing him that you are God. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you so much. I pray that you give us liberty and freedom from sin, sickness, disease, strongholds, addictions, everything that try to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan for our life. Give us liberty. And I pray that you'll nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of wickedness, the works of evil, the works of witchcraft. Lord God, I pray that you annihilate all this mess that's coming from the wicked one. I pray that let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. I pray, Lord God, that cancer is a thing of the past. All of these sicknesses, some diseases are cropping up. Ain't never heard of it before, but God, I pray for divine deliverance. I pray, Lord God, that we will remember the Sabbath day and put ourselves in remembrance that you want us to stop and take a break and get some rest. Stop trying to do everything in the name of Jesus, but help us to do those things that are pleasing in your sight, Father, in Jesus' name. I pray for the leaders in the body of Christ. I pray for the leaders in our country and other countries, Father God. I pray for our military, Lord God. I pray against, Lord God, the wickedness and evil in the land in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing this evening. I thank you for my brothers and sisters on this line. I lift up Minister BJ and all of our Apostle Burton, Prophet Bird. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Alexander, I pray for Pastor Sims, Lord God. I pray for all of the ministers, Brother Black. I pray for Sister McCormick. I pray for, Lord God, Sister Brenda Jenkins. I pray for Sister Rachel and Sister Laura, Lord God. I pray for Sister McCormick. I might have said, I pray for all of the families, Lord God, and help us to continue to trust you day by day. I love you, Lord God. I thank you so much that you're a faithful God all of my life. As the songwriter says, all of my life you have been faithful, and you're still faithful. Remember those that are bereaved, Lord God. Some have lost loved ones, Lord God, and it's going to be a little time for them to get over that. But I pray that your love, Lord God, and your comfort will just surround them and keep them during this time in Jesus' name. We love you, Father. We thank you and we praise you. I pray for my family. I pray for deliverance of, Lord God, everything that's trying to get in the way, Lord God, of people getting the help that they need. I bind it up and I break those yokes in Jesus' name by the authority of Luke 10 and 19 in Jesus' name, because you've given us authority. We can say something. Hallelujah. We have faith in you and we trust you, Father. Thank you so much for your goodness and your mercy. We pray for our families all over this world. In the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord. We bless you and we praise you. Bless your people. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your name, Lord. Your name, Lord. You're so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, God. We just worship you right now, God. We just lift you up, God. Hallelujah, God. You are high and lifted up. And your train, your robe fills the temple, which means you haven't lost a battle. And every battle that you have and you take down a king, you cut a piece of their robe and add it to the tail skirt of yours. And your robe, which is your train, it gets longer and longer and longer because you never lost the battle. God, we praise you. You are the God of gods. You're the Lord of lords. You're the King of kings. You're the one who stands in the midst of seven candlesticks. You're the great I am. You're the Alpha and the Omega. God, hallelujah. You're everywhere at one time. You're all-knowing. Hallelujah, and you're all-powerful. You're our provider, God. Hallelujah. You're the lifter up of our head. You're the bridge over troubled waters. Hallelujah. If we don't have a can't say a word, all we have to do is just wave our hand, and you'll understand. All of our tears bottled up, because when you release the answer, you pour out the bottle on a piece of paper, a spiritual piece of paper, and you tell that angel, send the answer. God, we thank you. You are perfectly fit and perfect, all put together. God, you are God, all by yourself. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and all three are one, and we believe, we accept it, God. Hallelujah. We purpose in our heart to be nothing until you have that need in us. And we purpose in our heart to follow you all the days of our life. And we purpose in our heart to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the closer we get to you, the more things that are not like you fall off, God. We thank you for giving us another chance, for you are a God of a second chance, and a third chance, and a fourth chance. Your unfailing love, God. All the situations we've been through, we're going through, and we're about to go through are still light afflictions concerning what you went through. They're still light afflictions concerning the glory which shall be revealed in us, that you will get all the honor, glory, and praise out of our lives. And all men shall know, all walks of life shall know that Jesus is Lord. And what you said in your word is true, and your word never fails. Heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one tittle pass away, God. You are God. You are truth. You're the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by you. They must be drawn by the Holy Spirit. We thank you. because there will be no imposters. There will be no backbiters, no thieves, no liars in the kingdom of heaven. Procrastinators, God. There will be no anti-Christ in the kingdom of heaven. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord, how you made everything decent in order before the foundation of the world. God, thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for Pastor BJ. I touch and agree with Mother Willette, all the ministers of God, the one who prays on this prayer line and the one who just listens in, because we're all ministers once we ask Jesus Christ to come into our life and be our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And Paul said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind me, and I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. This is a war. It's spiritual warfare going on. And the manifestation comes on our souls and bodies and all in the earth, because sin is in the earth. And sin is trying to stay attached to us. But thank you for the blood that takes away the sins of the world. God, we just thank you, Lord, for our babies, God, our youth, ones that are in college, the ones even in nursery, God. Lord, keep them. The ones that don't know you as Lord and Savior, the ones that don't even have a cover, Lord. They pass the age of accountability, but they don't have a covering. Many don't even know the direction they ought to take, because many haven't ever been taught, God. Parents haven't taught their children, God, because they're still a child too. God, but we lift them all up, God, because we're all in the same boat, God. And I thank you, Lord, that you're watching over all of us and getting all of us right, preparing us for the great feast, God. Even when you come back, that we'll be ready. We'll be lifting up the bloodstained banner. God, we just thank you. Thank you for your angels that camp around about them. Thank you, Lord, for witnesses going to minister to them. That people, Lord, that are really sincerely yours, God, that are helping them out, giving them places to stay, food to eat, God, and clothing to wear, God, sending them on the right path. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, God. We just thank you for that. What the enemy meant for evil, God, we thank you for already turning it around for our good and your glory. Oh, God, that we can be free. We can be made free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Who the Son makes free is free indeed. We don't have to worry about the dark. We don't have to stay focused about the darkness. We leave the darkness alone and walk in the light as you're in the light. And if we're walking in the light as you're in the light, then there is no darkness, because darkness, light exposed the darkness, and the darkness ran away. Hallelujah. The word of God says in Proverbs 28:1, the wicked run when no one is chasing them, but the righteous is as bold as a lion. I thank you, Lord, that Psalms 1 is operating in our lives right now, God. We don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the feet of the scornful, but our delight is in the law of the Lord. The word of God is our delight, our joy, our righteousness, our peace, our gentleness, our lovefulness, our goodness, our meekness, and our self-control. Above such, there is no law. We can't get arrested. The enemy, the wicked, try to come up and eat up our flesh. But when they come, they stumble and they fall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The sinner, they can't stand in the judgment or in the congregation of the righteous. But they're like the chaff that the wind drives away in the desert, the tumbleweeds that keeps rolling and keeps growing. Nowhere to go, just meaningless and wildless. It's sweeping the floor of the desert. Thank you, Lord. But God knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. With his father, the devil, and his angels. Hallelujah, God, we thank you for all of our children on this prayer line. And the names that we did not lift up, like, hallelujah. We touch and agree, God. Hallelujah. I pray an anointing, a fresh anointing fall on this prayer line, God. Lord, that money come in, God, so bills can be paid. For it's the only right thing to do. And God, Lord, that we continue to stand on your word no matter what. No matter what is against us. My heart will say, I shall and I will not fear. But in the word of God, of all the standing that you can stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with the belt of truth. Thy word is truth. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You are the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by you. God, you desire truth in the inward parts, in the heart, every fiber of our being. Let it be jointly and double knitted with your word. Oh, I lift up this prayer line, God. And even, Lord, how you bless and use our prayers to be a blessing to other people. Thank you for those extensions. Because we purpose in our heart to be distributing centers and prosperity agents, advocates for the kingdom of God. Oh, God, have your way even this night. Forgive us of our sins of omission, commission, in word, thought, and deed. But God, we lift you up, God. And we draw closer to you. Not only did you say, you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. But our love is in you. In no other person, place, or thing. Our love is you. Because you are love. And you know the way. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Mother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you. Lord, we give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank God for him. We thank God for his shedding of his blood. And we thank God for Pastor Hubbard. And we thank God for Prophet Bird and Apostle Bird. We just thank God for all the prayer warriors on the line. We just give glory and honor to them all in the name of Jesus. We just touch and agree with each and every one on tonight already prayed. And we know God have already done the work for us, that we have already spoken in the name of Jesus. So we just give glory and honor to him. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, God, we ask you to forgive me, Lord God, for every sin and fault that I might have said or done. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to look down on your people tonight, Father. Father God, so many are struggling. So many are going through pains and hurting in their body, Lord God. So many, Lord God, don't even know what to do at times as they walk this journey. But we know, Heavenly Father God, that you is a healer and you is a deliver God. And God, we stand on the line on tonight praying out for people, Lord God, those that don't know you, those that don't know which way to turn. We stand in the gap for them on tonight, God, and asking you, Lord God, to intervene in their life, Lord God, and touch their minds and touch their hearts, God. And God, if they're not saved, God, help them to come to you, Lord God, because your word said, come unto me, all who are laboring and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, God, we pray those prayers on tonight, Lord, and we ask you, Lord God, to open that door and make that way for those that struggle, Lord God, those that have been sick in their body for such a long time, Lord God. And God, they're ready to get free from this situation, this pain and this agony or whatever it might be. But we know, God, that you have a time, an appointed time for all things. So, God, we just thank you, Lord God, because you said in your word, God, let us not be weary and well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not. So help us not to faint, God. Help us to learn how to hold on and trust you, Lord God, because we know help is already on the way, God. And so we just put it in your hands on tonight, Father. We ask you, Lord God, to just look on them right now, Lord. So many is sick, Lord. So many situations, Lord God. But we just thank you most of all, God, for salvation. We thank you for your forgiveness on tonight, Father. We thank you for loving kindness on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for grace and mercy. And God, we thank you for the joy of the Lord, because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. And God, we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy on your people, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that those that don't understand, God, that you, Lord God, would just continue, Lord, to let them know, Heavenly Father, that you is a God that sits high. And whatever they need on tonight, whatever they need on tonight, God, that you're able, Lord God, to open up that door. You're able to work these things out in people's lives. God, you're able, Lord, to let them know to come unto me, all that are labor. God, you just telling people to come. Has there ever been a time to call on the name of Jesus? You said, cast all your cares upon me, because I care for you in the name of Jesus. You said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid of tonight. You said that you was a God that sits high, and a God that sees, and a God that knows all things. So God, we come on tonight, on today, God. We just call it on your name, God, because somebody stands in the need on tonight, God. Somebody don't know which way to turn. Somebody don't know who to call on. But we know, Father, in the name of Jesus, that whatever we need on tonight, we can come to you, God. God, we thank you right now, Lord, for all that you're doing right now, Lord, and where you brought us from, Lord, where you have took us from, Lord. When we look back over our lives, we realize that we're nobody but you, Lord, and realize that you have been there for us when we didn't know who to call on. So we ask you tonight, hallelujah, God, I praise you on tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, I just want to say, God, touch right now, Lord. So many, God, so many people are heavy, Lord God. So many people are going through, Lord Jesus. But we know you're able. We know you're able. And we know you're the only one that can work it out. You said by your stripes that we are already healed. We're not the people trying to get healed. We are already healed. And Mark 9 and 23 said, Jesus said unto him, if thou can't believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And if people just could believe, God, if they can just believe, Father, that you was able to open these doors and make the way for us. If they can only believe, him and the Father, that you have sent your word, you have sent the word to heal them and to deliver them from their destruction. You already done it. You already done the work. We just got to believe you. We just got to believe it. It's a faith walk. It's a faith walk. And we just got to believe you able to turn things around. You're able to help us in every problem, in every situation, because you done done it all. There's nothing else you can do. You done done it all for us. Help us, Lord God. Help us to learn to trust you and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. We bind every foul demon, every spirit, everything that's not like you. We bind it and we send it back to the pit of hell where it comes from, in the name of Jesus. We find that people today, there's so many, God, that I was talking to a personal today. They were saying how they felt sometimes. They've been hurt in their body, and they've been through a lot of car wrecks, and they've been hurt in their body. And they feel sometimes they wake up, they feel like they're about to leave this old world. They feel like their life is going to just disappear. They're just going to disappear. And so, God, as we go through things, that we find there's a lot of people that's crying out and want people to talk to them and want them to tell them that we are faithful. God have to plant these seeds in these people's lives and let them know that God is able. We might can't see the seed come up right now, but if we can just plant the seed in them and let God do the work, that's all we can do is plant it. We can't change nobody. Just plant it and keep it moving. Just keep it moving. God will do the rest. So I just thank you, Lord God, for just putting that in my heart and mind, how to go about doing some things in my life. I just thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray for the world. I pray for these different situations, things that's going on in the world, where these evil spirits is out here, where people just walking in people's home and people just killing people and not even thinking about it. And even families and family members that get upset with one another. We bind them spirits up. Because we know the Bible says in the last day, a number of people were waxed cold. He said it was waxed cold. But we have a choice. We have a choice in the night. We don't have to be like that. We don't have to be that way. If we're born again, we don't have to be that way. And those that's not born again, they can be changed if they want to come to you. We have a choice. So, God, we pray for the mind of people. We pray for that mind, because that mind is what needs to be changed. We pray that they'll come to you, Lord God, and want to make a change in their life. We ask you to take us all through, Lord God. We need you. Because the word of God said, for the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold, casting down of imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Help us, Lord God, to cast down those imaginations. When these things come in our thought life, when they come in our mind, that we'll cast these things down. Because if you don't, you end up doing it. So, God, I pray, Lord God, for each and every one, Lord God. I pray for our family. I pray for the youth as they already prayed. I pray for the young people tonight. I pray, Lord God, for the older people, Lord God. I pray for those that's in hospital, that's lying on a bed of affliction, those that have lost their loved ones, God. So many have lost their loved ones in the name of Jesus. So I pray for them in your name, Jesus. I pray right now that you'll touch. Right now, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Is Pastor Sims there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I didn't hear my name, and I was waiting.
Your name was last, yeah.
Okay, I'm right here. All right, thank you, Lord. Father, we bless your name tonight. We lift your name on high, Father. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that you have given unto us, Lord, this day and all the days of our life, because you said you come you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And I do recognize and agree with all of the prayers that have gone before me. And some of them, Pastor Byrd and Sister Mother Willette said the same things I've written in my journal this evening. We just don't recognize. We don't know where these things are coming from. Parents are not being, well, the parents don't know, so they're not teaching their children in the way that you would have them to be taught and to learn of you. And it's not on the children's, not all their fault, because they don't know, like we were taught, some of us were taught, that Jesus is the answer for the world today. Without him, there's no other. Jesus is the way and the only way. They have all kind of different doctrines and all kind of different schools of thought. All kind of diseases are popping up all over the land and country. Nobody has never heard of them. But the enemy is producing all these things. But my Bible tells me that we are more than conquerors, and that we can overcome all of these things that are in our face now, so much in our face that they're calling right wrong and wrong right. All kinds of devices and things. I read an article that was in a paper, and God knows all of these things in the world. We just don't know it now. Online, the DoorDash, you can order alcoholic beverages. You have to be 21, but you can order them to your home, and they'll bring them to you. Now, what kind of witness is that? You have children, maybe grandchildren, what in the home, and all these things are before them and in their face. Father, we know, and we ask you, Father, to let these things go unannounced. Don't let these things take over and be the norm. Father, just teach us and help us to hold on to your unchanging hand, because we know you are immutable. You're a mutable God. So, Father, what was yesterday in the Word is still today in the Word. The Word does not change. You're a mutable God. Father, we love you and we praise you, give you honor, and we give you glory. We ask, Lord God, that you forgive us, God, with me, Lord, for all of our sins and anything, transgressions, anything that we've done in this body that is not like you, Lord. We ask for forgiveness, and Father, we ask you to teach us. Teach us your ways. Teach us how to pray and what to pray for. Teach us to be able to witness to others, and the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, and the anointing that's on us will catch somebody and help to something different. I want to be like this person. I want to get the right understanding of what church do you go to? What they'll ask questions like that, Father, and let us be able to lead people by our example, because it's a needy time. And we do love you. We thank you, Lord. And we realize you mean nothing but good for us, but we have to accept it, and we have to believe it by faith. Father, bless each and every person on this line and everything that concerns them, Father. Some sick, some in financial bind, some just plain depressed. And they need an answer. They need to hear your word, Father. Stamp it in our hearts and minds that we will read and be recipients of your grace and your mercy. That's what you said. And it's in the scriptures. It said, you know, when grace and mercy kissed each other, and grace is an unmerited favor from God. Father, we know that you're able to do all things. And we ask you, Father, we don't want to be redundant and go over, but Father, we have to keep praying for the youth and pray for the on the people, too, that they'll be able to help the youth to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And we just need to put on that whole armor and stand firm in the gospel and keep telling ourselves, put your mind in check. And that's scripture for that, too. Put your mind in check. Come on now, under the obedience of Christ, that you will be able to stand. Because truly, I believe we're in the last days, last and evil days. And we pray for mankind everywhere, all over the land and country. We pray for our political leaders. We pray for all of them, Father God. We pray for people that's trying to lead the world to hell. We pray, Father God, that you would close some of these mouths and open the hearts, Father, to do the things that are right in God's sight. We love you, Father. We honor you. We give you glory and we give you praise. Pray for the homeless people, people that's, some people are trying to do right and things just fall against them. But sometimes you lose to win. I heard a pastor preach a sermon. Sometimes you have to lose to win. If you got too much things on your plate that are not supposed to be on there and it's leading you in the wrong direction, we ask God to change the hearts of men and women that they will be able to stand on the wall and not come down until their work is done. Father, we love and we praise you. We do give honor to Sister BJ and all of her heroic efforts and things to do what she feels that she's called to do. Never wavering, always standing on that wall. So, Father, we ask you to please be with us all and help us to grow stronger day by day. Somebody said already, he said it, if you draw nigh to me, I'll come close to you. And that's the truth. That's the truth. That's all it is. It's the honest truth because he does not die. And if it's any fault, Sister Willette said, if it's any fault, it's not God, it's you. Because he's never changing, Father. Oh, hallelujah. He never changes. He's immutable. But you are the one that's holding up a lot of times the things that God wants to do for you. You holding them up. So we ask for guidance and we ask for wisdom day by day. And I ask that for everybody on this line, Lord God, that there be a Holy Ghost-filled witness. When you walk in a room, the atmosphere change. You can tell something. God is in here. He's here. And he's with me. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. That's what he said. So we give honor, glory, and praises to the Most High God. We lift him up. We can't lift him up high enough, but we lift him up as high as we can and ask for his continued help that we'd be better witnesses, Lord God, and we draw closer to you. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. We give you honor and we give you glory. In the name of the Son and the mighty Holy Spirit, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise
Thank
the
you,
Lord. Praise God for all the prayers that went forth. Mother Alexander came on a little bit later, so we're going to go ahead and have her to pray. Then we're going to take our praise report. I mean, prayer request.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you for being so good to us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God. Thank you for keeping us, Lord. Thank you for taking away sickness and disease from the midst of us and the Father. Thank you, Lord God, for being the healer, the deliverer, and the provider. Father God, you said in the word, Heavenly Father, if we pray, Lord God, so we know prayer is the key, Heavenly Father, and we just want to give you glory and praise today, Lord God. You wake us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Without you, Heavenly Father, there is nothing. So, Lord, we pray for our sons and daughters, our grands and great-grands. Father, keep a hedge around them, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping them, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being the Lord of our life, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, our only deliverer, Lord. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. And no matter what goes on, you stay with us, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, your promises tell us, Lord, pray for one another. And, Lord, we thank you for how good you've been to us all, Heavenly Father. There is nothing that you cannot do, Lord God. And we know no matter how dark the situation is, we know you can deliver, Lord God. Pray, Heavenly Father, for deliverance for our grands, great-grandsons and daughters, Lord God. We know that you can do it, Heavenly Father, and we know you said if we pray. So we know prayer is the key for all things, Father God. Lord, I just want to thank you for your grace and your mercy. I just want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us, Lord God, because you are the ultimate healer. There is no healer like you, Heavenly Father. And no matter what come against our sons and daughters or grands, great-grands, you are the healer. You are the healer, Lord God. And I know that you're a God that deliver, Lord. You said in your word, you will take away sickness from the midst of us, take away diseases. Lord, help us to be strong in your promises and stand faithful, Lord God. Pray for each and every one of my sisters on the prayer line, Lord God. Pray for those that I know, Lord, and those that I don't know, standing in the gap for one another, Lord God. We pray for the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to bless her, continue to strengthen her, Lord God. Lord, you know what your need is, Lord God. But we know that your word tells us that all needs have been met. So, Lord, we claim in victory in our life, Lord God. Whatever she needs, Lord God, we know that you can provide it, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we claim in victory for her and everything that she needs, Lord God. Because we know that we love a God and we know a God that can move anything. And, Lord, your promises tell us, ask. And believe when we ask, we receive. Father, we believe in, Lord God, that every need she has, it's already been met according to your promise, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for grace and mercy in all of our life, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us, Lord God. You tell us in your word, Lord, come boldly to the throne of grace. And we know that your word don't fail. We know if you said it, Heavenly Father, that's it. And, Lord, we thanking you, Lord, for keeping us, Lord. We thanking you, Lord, no matter what comes on in this world, Lord God. We know that in the name of Jesus, you are our provider, our protector, our deliverer. And, Lord, we continue to cry out to you, Lord God. Help us to walk in authority that you gave us, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for all my sisters and brothers, Lord, those that know, those that don't know. Those that cry out to you, Lord, you know what's going on, Father God. But we know that you're a God that deliver. And we know that nothing is too hard for you to do. And, Lord, thank you for blessing our sons and daughters, our grands and great-grands, binding up any sickness, any disease that come against them. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because we know your word tells us, Lord, above all, you want us to be in good health. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, what a mighty God we serve. Thank God for the power of prayer and the anointing with the prayer and the yokes being destroying, yoke destroying power of God's word as we speak it. For healing, deliverance, encouragement, enlightenment, whatever the need is. Thank God for the anointing in you all's lives as we come together collectively for the hand of God to move in such a miraculous way. Thank God for the praise reports. At this time, we're going to receive whatever request that is needed in prayer. If the prophet don't have anything, has to say prior to that. Let me make sure that all the lines are open for anybody that have a request in the name of Jesus. Okay.
Praise God. I want to say this. So I'm just amazed with God, what God is doing in this season. We pray. We stand in the gap for others. And C.C. Wyman has this song, Can We Believe God For It? We have to get beyond just praying. We got to get to that place where we're standing on God's word without compromise. I woke up yesterday morning, didn't have any heat in the house. I turned the heat on and nothing. And I got up and I went in the kitchen and turned the oven on to get warm. And as I'm standing there, I hear the voice of God to try it again. I come back, I flip it on, and the heater come right on. I get dressed and get me a bath and everything in the warm. And now in the evening, it has gotten warm and I cut it off. This morning, it's cold in here. I turn the heat on, get my bath and everything, get dressed, and the heat go back off. But I'm saying that this back to say this. We got to believe God. I'm just standing in faith right now in the name of Jesus. I may need it later on, but I'm believing God that when I need that heat to come on, it's going to come on. I'm going to stand by faith and not by sight. And when we start practicing what we preach, we're going to see some things turn around and we're going to see some things happening. And God said to me to tell the body of Christ and let them know that it's time to act on what they've been asking me for. Because, see, we got to walk by faith. We teach it, we preach it, but do we really believe God for everything that we need? And in view of everything that's happening now, I believe in my heart that we are in a season of miracles, and if we stay true to what is coming out of us, standing firm, rooted, and grounded in the Word of God, we're going to see some supernatural things come to pass. So I just want to say to the body of Christ, can you believe God for it? I mean, can you believe God for it? And it has to be bigger than you. It has to be something that you can't do so that you'll know that God did it. So they just saying to the body of Christ, let's start walking by faith and not by sight, calling those things that be not as if they were, and just believe God for it.
Praise God.
That's all I got to say. So we got to trust him.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God that's a word to encourage us the more to hold firm fast, because sometimes things will go on and we get bombarded or things happen or we start getting more down by things that are going on. We have to be reminded sometimes what his word already says, like he said in Mark 11, that you said when you pray, believe that you receive. And that's what he tells us now. Faith is something things hope for and evidence of things not seen. And the only thing that's going to please him. But like you said, we're going to have to practice more and more and persist and pursue. And even if we were doing it one time and things changed in life because of all the trials and tribulation go on, glory to God that'll try to wear us down. We got to get still back to the basics, get back to the basics and really stand and see miraculous things take place. And as we were praying earlier, we are, as we stand together, we're going to see miraculous things take place supernaturally as we walk together individually, but even collectively,
so we can see some changes take place in this earth realm. And before time for glory, the curtain to close. Working while it's day, because white night comes, no man can work. So we thank God for the word of God to just reminding us and get to a place that we got to anchor down and you know, buckle down like never before and hold fast and not be walking by the things that we're seeing and hearing because of the things that are going on in life right about now and all the enemy tricks they've been pulling. We got to stand so God is greater. Amen. Amen. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. That was our scripture reading for tonight out of Ephesians 6. Praise God. Anyone now has a prayer request?
God. Praise be to God.
Praise the Lord, Mother.
Yes, I have a story for this girl, prayer girls and boys. I call you like that. For these angels of the Lord, the chosen ones, I have a story for you. I had told you that I cannot walk. I'm walking.
Praise the Lord.
I told you the same time.
My Lord.
I tried to open the door, but you locked it. My son got a stroke, I told you.
Yes.
Yes.
And his wife was walking far. The gas burned her. So they were this one in the hospital, the other side, this one in the hospital, the other side. The gas burned her, the whole chest and the hands.
My Lord.
The son who came, the brother who came to take care of his brother who took a stroke, became sick again. The son who is taking care of my house in the village, people attacked her, attacked him. But when I was given all those stories, I told them, the lady who is my sister-in-law, she told me, Mom, you have to be strong. I said, I already. I have angels who have surrounded me. God has prayer warriors who know who is the devil and where the devil is coming from. They will block that door.
Mm-hmm.
And you did it. You did it with your prayers.
My God.
My son is getting well. He's now out of the hospital. The other one came yesterday from the hospital. The one who was burned today, she has just come from hospital with those burns, but she's now in the house. The thugs are caught with the government. But he is being healed. He's getting better. Why can't you be proud? Why can't you be proud of Jesus who is praying through you, my girls? My
Jesus.
Proud of the Son of God.
Thank you.
Who is doing miracles through your prayers.
My God.
Thank you.
My God, let's celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
All of your holy name, yes. Thou art worthy of the praise. Oh,
thank
Father,
you,
we
Jesus.
Love you. We appreciate
thank
you.
You.
What a magnificent, most awesome God we serve.
Yes.
All the miracles
thank
you still
Jesus.
Doing. Thank you, Lord, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Holy One, glory to God. We glorify you, magnify you. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to see bread and eat and drink and believe God for these supernatural miracles in the name of Jesus. All the attacks that came against us, nevertheless, God got the victory for our family, speaking life to them, helping, holding, restoring them. God knows anybody but you. When the enemy meant for evil, you turn around and you be glorified. Protecting mother's body. Oh, God, this is working. And a family being healed and delivered. Thank you, Jesus. Even in those testimonies, hallelujah. To walk by faith and not by sight, as the prophet said. In the name of Jesus, open our ears to your word. Not what we see, not what we feel, not what we hear, but hear your word. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let those angels continue to be encamped about them and the blood covering over them as well as them, Lord. We bless you. We believe you, Lord. Thank you for the manifestation. Thank you. Oh, thank you for the visitation. Oh, thank you for the victory. Thank you for overcoming. Thank you for triumphing. Thank you for being more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Oh, your presence is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Can't nobody do it like you, Lord Jesus. What a mighty God.
Yes, Father.
Oh, who wouldn't celebrate a God like this? A true and living God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you.
Oh,
yeah.
God, Worthy. Oh,
yes, Lord.
Mm-mm.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, my Lord.
Oh, I bless the Lord. Woo,
thank you, Jesus.
Every testimony is to glorify the Lord, even in the prayer request.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory.
Is there anyone only have a request that we need, glory to God, even while we're celebrating? Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless God. Well, we thank God if there's none. We thank God for the praise report of Mother Eartha. Thank God for the victory on your body, in your life, and with your family, and the miracles being manifested. We pray you continue to be blessed every time you come. Your faith is so strong, and God bless as you connect with us, but your faith is so strong.
Hallelujah.
Always come with a powerful testimony. Even when you have a prayer request, you have powerful testimonies and also the encouragement that you give them, give body, the line, glory to God.
Amen.
Encouragement in the midst. God can't help but bless you. As you glory to God, you're not weary in well-doing. God keep blessing because he'll bless you with favor and you will not faint. God continue to miraculously move in your life and whatever else behind the scene that you haven't even made a request of, we already believe in God for favor for you and it manifests that God move in your life, spiritually, naturally, physically, and whatever other way, in Jesus' name. Financially as well.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless God. Wonderful. Thank God for the word from the prophet tonight and all the powerful prayers and angels being kept about each one of you. And you continue to shift us on to the next level as we hunger more and thirst more for him. Because we're not going to move in the spirit realm if we're not putting no time in with him and walking in forgiveness and walking in love and walking in obedience. And all we hunger for him, he's going to fill us. And then we're going to see the manifestation of the power of his anointing also in our lives in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for keeping us and protecting us and giving him praise for every day. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Well, we'll be in touch to let you know that we will have this coming second Sunday that it'll be 15 minutes definitely with Pastor Prophet Bird and Pastor and Minister Black and the rest of us probably have to take 10, but there are some things that God bless. I didn't get to talk about it this week. Had so much going on, but I will have what it is and stuff like this that each one to share concerning something that God blessed on a 3-4 chord probably about a week ago under the anointing. And we'll be then we'll have time where we're going to have our other guest speakers will be coming in. Praise God. And I got to think back and see if I missed anyone. But bless the Lord. At this time, if there is nothing else, we're going to keep celebrating Jesus and thanking him for what he's already done and what he's doing.
Ma, I just want to share one thing. I apologize. This is on my heart. Everybody on this prayer line is about to soon receive a miracle. That's number one. Everybody. I said everybody is going to soon receive a miracle. And number two, this is the word of God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers us out of them all. Every single one.
Amen.
That was on my heart.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Leave a miracle. Amen. Whatever capacity God want to do it. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Receive it.
Have your way.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
I'm believing God. Got some things for him.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Amen. And we seal it in Jesus' name as it's been spoken. And believe in you, glory to God, because according to our faith, if we stand on it, we can see that and much more. But we're believing God for that word that it come, that it will not fall to the ground, that we will stand on whatever it is that we have. So we pray blood covering over that word and over us, over him, and over the words that have been already spoken, and even the testimonies, and just even our lives, our families,
as well as our church families, and we give these things to you, God, and we thank you for it and give you glory for all that you have done and doing, and even for the word that will come forth, the things that you have us to share, even in this second Sunday and the ones to come. We thank you so much for all glory to God tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. As we depart from this floor, we got your presence. God, we give glory and honor and bind Satan up and all his cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, disease, whatever is eradicated right now. Call back our peace and loose from this assignment. Loose our peace and joy, strength, encouragement, obedience to the Spirit of the Lord, and a hunger more. Hallelujah. For seeking out his face and looking forward with anticipation and expectancy, these miracles manifest as you use them for your glory as well. In Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen. Shalom, shalom. Be blessed.
Shalom.
And amen.
Shalom.
Love
shalom.
You.
Amen.
Love you. Love you. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Amen. We've been told shalom.